the holiday season in full swing, and it's not just Christmas, of course. This is the third day, or is it?
Tonight will be the third night of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. And there are some events for both. Tini Ricciardi writes for Guide Live in Dallas. She joins us now with a weekend full of cheer. Good morning, Tini.
Good morning, Dave and Amy.
So tell us some of the Hanukkah celebrations that are going on this weekend.
The first one I'll mention is in Dallas. So, and you can actually partake in this one every night. The Galleria is lighting its large-scale menorah every evening through December 19th. Crews say that they'll light it at sunset, but if you're there by about 5:45 or 6 p.m., you'll be in good shape to be able to take it in. And then afterward, you could go shopping or consider going skating on the mall's ice rink. So that should be fun. Communities around all of the suburbs are celebrating this weekend, but Frisco hosts a menorah lighting this Sunday, accompanied by a community festival. So beginning at 4:30 p.m., there will be music, holiday food and drinks, and much more fun. The menorah will be lit in front of Frisco City Hall at what's called Frisco Simpson Plaza. So you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, I've been to that for several years, and that's always a good time. And then on Monday, you can get even more luckas in Arlington.
The city is hosting an event called Light Up the Night, which is, again, a menorah lighting ceremony, and that begins at 6:30 p.m. So there will be live music, as you mentioned, latkes, donuts, and then, of course, the lighting. This menorah is actually a 7-foot tall Star of David, and Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams will do the honor of lighting the torch. So get out there, enjoy the Hanukkah celebrations, and all the ones I've mentioned are free, as are most of the other ones happening around town.
All right. Christmas, of course, is all about traditions, and in cities across the country, you can see, you'll find Christmas parades and Christmas caroling performances. And one of my all-time favorites, it's a classic, and by the way, the only time I will ever be dragged to a ballet is to see the Nutcracker.
That's awesome. Well, there are a couple offbeat ways that you can see it this weekend. So if you're more of a traditionalist, these two events are going to be for you. But if you're open to seeing something with a fun new spin, first I'll mention the Texas Ballet Theater is doing a parody of the production, which they call the Nutty Nutcracker. And this promises to be all sorts of hilarious. In fact, so much so that the troupe is not recommending the performance for children under 13 years old. So that performance is Friday evening at Bass Hall in Fort Worth, and tickets start at $50.
And there's another Nutcracker that's a little risque that is definitely for adults only.
It is. So in Dallas, there's a local burlesque troupe called Broads and Panties, and every year they do a rendition of the Nutcracker that they call the Nearly Naked Nutcracker. As you mentioned, adults only. And it's the Nutcracker like you've never seen it before. So it's got elements of the story that you love and know, and then, you know, a little strip tease on the side. I've seen it a couple times. It's very fun. The cast is doing two performances this weekend, Saturday and Friday night at Viva's Lounge, and this one is really affordable at $22.
All right, Tini, last weekend my wife and I went to Windstar Casino at the Oklahoma border, and we saw Penn and Teller. It was a wonderful show. And while we were there, I noticed the signs, and I was rather surprised to see coming up this weekend, Jerry Seinfeld. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Jerry Seinfeld will be there. I'm actually pretty surprised. There are plenty of tickets left for this show. So
yeah, usually he sells out really fast, so I am surprised.
Also, really affordable for the caliber of celebrity. So $85 for that show, general admission.
And then in Dallas, there's a concert at the Bomb Factory.
Yep. So, again, more holiday stuff. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing me talk about holiday this, holiday that. But this is another event with a really fun spin. The Hair Metal Holiday Concert comes to the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum on Saturday. And featured performers include Ace Frehley, who you may know from a little rock band called Kiss. And there are other bands called Dokken, the LA Guns, and many more acts. Tickets for that start at $36.50.
All right. Thank you so much. Tini, you have a great weekend yourself, okay?
Yeah, you as well.
All right. There's Tini Ricciardi. You can find all of her work at GuideLive.com.